This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This morning, a special guest comes into the Joy Studios to kick off the 2016 Radiothon.
Hi, this is Dani Minogue. I've snuck into Joy. I put some songs on. Get ready for the next hit as I spread some sparkle around this place.
That's right, Dani Minogue in the Joy Studios for the first time ever to celebrate the 2016 Radiothon. Join Leo and Dani for an hour of fun and Melbourne's most uplifting music mix this morning from 11, only on Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hi, we're the Shantuzies.
Support Joy this Radiothon.
And become a member.
Sign up online at joy.org.au.
Keep Joy out loud and proud.
Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. Music mix. Joy 94.9. You're with Leo.
You are indeed. Second hour of the Friday morning show. Of course, stay tuned, you Dani Minogue fans. An hour of power chatting with Dani from 11 this morning. A bit excited, actually, a bit nervous. But anyway, but to keep me calm in the Joy Studios this morning is a lady with such class. She was on the new season of The Housewives of Melbourne. It was her first season. It was like going into a cat's den. But anyway, the lovely Susan McLean, welcome to Joy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You have a large Italian family. You grew up in the country, live in Toorak. So I guess what made you apply? Was there a few thoughts into it firsthand, or speaking to your boys and what they felt about it? And
well, it's not something that you actually can apply to or apply for. It's
you get approached.
I was sent an email about meeting the casting director about a role on possibly a television show, and I didn't know what the show was for until I'd had a few interviews. I thought it was for Bake Off, because I do some baking, so I thought maybe it's for that show. And I knew a lot about the show because I knew the girls who were doing it. And then when they said it was Housewives, it sort of took off from there. And I had many, you know, chats to them about it. And I was probably lulled into a false sense of security.
Because you knew most of the girls anyway. You've known each other for years.
Many years, yeah. Some of them many years. And I knew that, you know, especially with Chica's experience, I knew what she gone through, and she was still smiling. She seemed quite happy, so I thought.
So watching the first two seasons, you thought, I could be in this.
No, not at all, not at all. I watched it like everyone else watched it and thought, yeah. Oh, that looks so intense. And
not for me?
Well, I didn't really think about it. I didn't really think about it for me because I was quite close to it because Chica was experiencing and I knew Gina really well. I knew, you know, Janet as well. And so I didn't really think about, you know, being a part of it myself.
Your two sons, Monty and Rupert, what do they have to say about it all?
Oh, mum. So embarrassing. You know, they won't even let me do tuck shop duty, so I thought this is going to be good. I think they were sort of, they oscillated between being excited and then being, you know, horrified. And we had our moments where they were sort of wondering how it was going to change their lives, what part they were going to have in it. And yeah. Whether they were going to be in it at all. So, you know, I think
my special guest for the next half hour or so is the lovely Susie from The Real Housewives of Melbourne, helping us out this morning on our first day of Radiothon, day one, raising money for this amazing station. We're Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Susie, based in Melbourne. You know, last year we had 21st anniversary last year.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. So we've been going strong. 21. And so we want your support. You can sign up online at joy.org.au. You can become a member, renew your membership, make a donation. If you're a business, if you're at a cafe or own a shop, whatever, Joy is blasting in your shop, get online.
Absolutely.
Yeah, joy.org.au. more of us next on Joy. But I've asked you to choose a few tracks for us this morning. You've chosen this one. It's called Be The One by Dupla. Was it?
Dulupa.
Dulupa. Dulupa. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of a favourite at the moment. I'm listening to that. Yeah.
Let's give us a whirl. You're on Joy. I love that track. Be the One.
How
Susie
good, isn't it?
Is from the Real Housewives of Melbourne. It's joining me this morning on the show. Bit of a co-host this morning, Susie. Are you excited?
I am excited. I am.
Anything can happen. It's live radio, doll.
I know. Well, last time I was in, I had this coughing fit. Do you remember? And I thought, what do... Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
what
there you go.
Do,
it's
what
mean.
Do you do?
It's all good. It's all good. The Housewives of Melbourne is such a popular show with our gay audience. But Joy 94.9 has been going for our 22nd year this year. So last year, our 21 years anniversary. So when was the first time that you heard about Joy?
Through friends. Friends said that, you know, this amazing station that's got, you know, discusses really relevant issues and for them personally, and also great music, and I'd heard about it. And then I saw the branding with the Joy with the... you know, the symbols, and I just thought, that is really cool.
Yeah, so, no, we love it. And and the thing is about Joy is that people can listen in all over the world. So we're online at joy.org.au, and people can stream us from all over the world, interstate, Sydney and Adelaide and Perth and all over the world.
Fantastic.
We've got so many listeners that from the States, from the UK, from Europe that tune in, and it's really interactive.
Fantastic.
You know, and it just connects everybody. And people that may live in the country, like you're a country girl, that may feel a bit isolated or think, oh, there's no one like me around here. I'm feeling a bit alone and I need some support. They can log online and stream us. And
yeah, it's fantastic for isolated, you know, people who are isolated. That's how, you know, the CWA was when I was in the country. That was how that started.
Let's talk about that, because we all think about the CWA, because, I mean, I'm a bit guilty here. When I hear that name, I hear, because on MasterChef, they have these challenges where the women from the CWA, you see this lovely old ladies coming with scones and lovely cakes. And, oh, this is all quite proper and everything. But it's changed since the old-fashioned thinking. It's more sort of, hasn't it?
Well, it's expanded, and it's in the city. A lot of people don't realise that there are city branches that they can join and become part of it, you know, as well.
So
and
what is a CWA? Just...
Well, it's an organisation, it's an association actually, that, you know, women, for women, city and country women, to we support a lot of charities. It's, you know, basically we do a lot of fundraising and, yeah, it's...
And cooking.
And cooking. There's cooking, sewing, the craft. We have an annual craft fair, and that's quite amazing, that, you know, the skills that these women have is just...
Now, speaking of cooking, I hear that one of your favourites, well, one of your specialties is the pav.
Pav, yes, yes.
What's your secret to the perfect pav?
Oh, probably, I think...
That?
Well, I think you really need to know your oven. It's probably like
oven.
Your car. You know, learn to drive your oven and you can make it.
Drive
your
car.
I think there's lots of sort of different tricks. I've gotten so used to making them that... it's probably whipping the eggs. Don't over whip the egg whites. I think that's a good one. You get a bit enthusiastic and put the sugar in slowly and make sure it's nice and firm.
So the first episode of the season this year, you were in the kitchen with the girls and the housewives, and you're making a pav, weren't you?
We made a pav. We made some scones, and they've got a little bit wild towards the end.
Oh,
it started to get
crazy.
I think Gamble made a phallus one scone.
Oh. All right, confession time, Susie.
Okay, let's
Who is the worst cook out of the housewives? Because you're a good cook.
I think they're all actually quite good cooks. There's probably not a worst.
Even Gamble.
Cook. Yeah, actually, Gamble. Gamble is quite.
Okay.
Gamble's quite good. She's, you know, she does. You know, I know she cooks quite a bit for Wolfie.
Oh, Wolf Pup. Now, do you work from home sometimes?
Sorry,
work from home sometimes?
Do I work from home? Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Bit of a segue for the next track, because this video of this track features some hot tradies.
Oh,
have you seen the video?
Oh, yeah. No.
Fifth Harmony, work from home. Oh,
let's just have a look, see.
From the Little Housewives of Melbourne and myself, next on Joy.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station, this radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au now.
Hi, this is Commando Steve. Support Joy 94.9, this radiothon. Become a member. Simply call 1300-JOY-949 or sign up online at joy.org.au. I'm expecting you to do it.
Oh, my God, he's scary. That's Commando Steve.
I'm hiding under the table.
From The Biggest Loser. He's been here a few times, actually.
Very cool.
And you know what? I wouldn't want to cross him, Susie. He is built like a brick. You know what? Like a brick house.
Like a big brick house.
He's beefy. He's quite good looking, actually, as well. But, yeah, Commander Steve. So if you're at work and you don't want to get into a fight with Commander Steve, get online and sign up, for God's sake. Get online, joy.org.au.
Intimidating.
I know. Become a member. You can renew your membership. If you are a student, concession, a family, a business, sign up. There's heaps of great packages online. You can make a donation. It basically keeps this place going, because in radio, we're not like this huge commercial radio, so like the Fox and Kiss and everything. So they have advertising and all the big dollars. We don't. So we need your funds to keep this great station going. And we play amazing music. And a lot of the times we play music before anybody else, which is really, really cool. We discover new acts and we don't sort of say, okay, well, when they hit the top 20, we'll put them on the playlist. No, we just, if you like it, goes on straight away.
Fantastic.
Isn't it cool? I love that. I love that. Let's talk more about Housewives, Susie, because your first season this year, and there were some amazing moments. I've never been to Dubai, but that looked incredible.
Oh, Dubai was absolutely amazing. I was quite surprised, actually, that I would enjoy it that much, and I wanted to stay longer and I wanted to see more, and it's just so many things to do. And we did get across a lot of things, but I would like to go back, definitely.
That was your first time to Dubai?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, wow. And you went on the camel ride?
We went on the camel ride. We went diving with sharks. We did, so many different interesting things.
Shopping,
although I didn't get to shop that very much, thanks to Petit Fleur, but
Who's the biggest shopper out of the Housewives?
Petit Fleur.
Because we had a chat the other night, actually, and I think she's coming in next week.
Is she?
Bless her heart. Yeah, she loves her shopping.
Yeah, she's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun, you know, because I've met all the Housewives over the years, and, you know, you're all lovely. You all got your own personalities, and I love you all. You're all... treat me fantastically, and you're all lovely, and, you know, you're just different, and
of course we're so
all
different.
Positive, and, you know, just I don't have favorites. I just, you know,
yeah,
you know, it's all about being positive and not being
negative.
So
I'm not your favorite then?
Oh, Susie, you're all my favorite star. But you're here today, day one of Radiothon, so what do you think? It's all good.
I can go for weeks on that.
It's all right. Now, issues with Lydia this season.
I've known her for about 30 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Probably longer than anybody else on the show.
And I think we had our difficulties because we had that long history, and we haven't really been sort of close friends over that time, but we have known each other and we have spent, you know, time in each other's lives. And I think that in the environment of the show, that it would, you know, it was amplified. Bound to happen, that things were going to be amplified, things were going to be brought up that, you know, weren't going to be that pleasant. So I was disappointed the way that things actually escalated and turned out the way that they did. I'm certainly not happy about it.
But then,
you know, afterwards I think I got a tweet and it was quite, and it said, oh, well, thank you for the airtime. And I thought, I felt that, you know, it was something that sort of had been purposely inflated on that part.
Yeah.
That certainly wasn't on mine. So.
And the whole Shane Warne thing. I mean, he was in the jungle at the time. Oh, and that was just...
Did that guy get some airtime?
Oh, I know. And of course, Channel 10 must have been like going, yes, keep going, girls, keep going. But it was ridiculous. And of course, recently the whole Bruno Edelston thing and the tweets coming out. But bless Shane. He seems to have trouble following him all over the place, doesn't he?
He does. He does.
I don't know him, but you know him.
I know him, and I think he's genuinely surprised when it happens. You think after the 50th time that you'd...
I think he just needs some maybe less tweeting, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
step
know.
Away from the phone on all levels.
Away from the phone, Shane. It's all good, all right? It's all good. Now, let's play one of your other favourite songs. What have you got on the playlist here? Do you like Little Mix?
Little Mix,
Well, they were here in Melbourne a few weeks ago, and a few here went to the concert. And let's just say there was a lot of young girls there and a sprinkling of gay men. knowing the Joy people.
A sprinkling of gay men. Of dust.
But, yeah, it's day one of our radiothon, people, and the lovely Susie from The Real Housewives of Melbourne is in studio, so you know what to do. Support us. Sign up online, joy.org.au. Get online, support Joy. Make a donation. Become a member. Here's Little Mix. Here on Joy. Joy 94.9, the lovely girls from Little Mix. Oh, here on Joy. Now, the lovely Susie from the Real Housewives of Melbourne is still here with us in the studio taking
Can't
some photos.
Get rid of me now.
Our lovely photographer Betty, just pose, Susie. Quick photo. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, so this is live video. But our lovely photographer is Betty here as well, doing photographs all day. So, Betty, we love you, doll. You're always here. She was here yesterday as well with me. Mm. But yeah, she does a great job. She's a sweetheart. Of course, sign up online at joy.org.au. But Susie, coming up next, our lovely Dylan, who does a show here called Countercultured. He's quite trendy, he's really, really cool. He was on the green carpet for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the movie, the Melbourne premiere this week. And he had a chat with the two stars, Will Arnett and Stephen Amell, and they're both hot.
Oh.
Yeah, so that chat is coming up next. I'm Joy.
Look forward to that.
Hi, this is Julie Goodwin. Support Joy 94.9 this radiothon. Visit joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949 to become a member.
Thank you, Julie Goodwin. Of course, season one winner of MasterChef. And of course, Susie from the Real Housewives of Melbourne is my special guest in studio. Now, you love cooking.
I do.
Do you remember watching Julie on MasterChef?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's been here a few times. She's lovely.
She's amazing. Recipes, amazing food.
Great home cook as well. But the Housewives has been a busy, busy year. Heaps of red carpets and things. You went to The Sound of Music. How was that?
Oh, Sound of Music was unbelievable. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect because I love the movie so much. I've seen the movie.
Me too.
30 times, I'd say, at least.
And I'm seeing the show next week, so looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. I think you're in for a treat.
But speaking of red carpets, Dylan from our Counterculture program was on the green carpet.
Green one.
For the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he had a chat with the two Hollywood stars, Will Arnett and Stephen Amell. Yeah, and this is his little chat with the two stars from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
I'm standing here at the green carpet premiere with good old Will Arnett, who plays Vern from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is ridiculously hard to say.
Well, for you, not for anybody else.
Can you bust it out five times in a row, man?
I don't. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What's your favorite thing so far that's come out of the press and come out of the release of the franchise?
I just love that. What's been fun is doing this second movie is seeing people react and really reacting to what we did, which was we tried to kind of amp it up, open the world up, bring new characters in. We brought Stephen Amell in as Casey Jones. That's been really great, and I think that people have been really enjoying it so far.
Well, what I've been loving is like the ads, because it looks like the turtle truck looks like circa 90s turtle truck.
Yeah.
It looks like they've really gone hard with the fans.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. We've got lots of bells and whistles in there, a lot of fun stuff in the turtles truck, so it's cool. I think people will really, really dig it.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Hey, thanks so much for chatting with me right
cheers,
now.
Man.
You're on Joy 94.9 right now at the green carpet premiere of the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film. Standing here with Stephen Amell. Now, you are playing one of my favorite characters of all time, Casey Jones.
Thank you.
Like, killer role. He's always like the raddest character, but what I liked is how it looks like you're kind of having fun within the role, like, you know, hamming it up for the audience.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have fun in the Turtles movie, and I think that we thought about that top to bottom in terms of the entire feel for the movie. So it's not like if I was super serious and I would come across as really dull.
Yeah, and look, you know, you're pretty much now like one of the Hall of Fame for right now for comic book to film to TV.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite things right now?
Oh, within the Turtles world, just the opportunity to shoot in New York City. You know, that was so cool, man. I mean, we got to film in some amazing spots, and it's always been a dream of mine as an actor, so awesome. I'm fired up.
Well, I don't want to keep you. It looks like, you know, you're in a busy line ahead of you.
Thanks very
so
much
for chatting with me, man.
Stephen Amell and I made eyes before. We had a moment.
Thank you, Dylan, from Countercultured for that report.
Great voice. Who
I know. That was
like Barry White.
Dylan Adler. He does a show here called Countercultured, and he's really cool. He does, like, dance, so club stuff. He's like way cool. Mm. Yeah, he's a great guy. Hi, Dee. Now, of course, red carpet, Susie. Your first Logies this year.
First Logie.
I saw you, but we couldn't. It was manic, as
it
you can.
Was. I was standing there. I thought,
did you see me? I saw you.
I waved. I'm not sure if you saw.
Yeah, because I was. Yeah.
Just so spread out. It was ridiculous. Huge. I had no idea that was what the red carpet was like. That you walk for such a long time, and you know it's.
It gets really congested. What they do is everyone comes up, like, it starts off really slow. You're sort of sitting there going, yeah, house rules, people block, yeah, whatever. And then it's like an avalanche that all comes to, like, Wentworth, housewives, neighbours, home and away. Like, oh,
we're just pouring in at the same time.
It's crazy. So, but I did get Lydia and we got Petty Fleur and Janet came in. But I would love to get you all girls, of course.
Well, it's a bit hard to sort of corral us all. Like, it's herding cats.
But was it fun on your first Logies red carpet?
Oh, it was so much fun because it's, being new to me, I think, and I couldn't stop staring, you know, at everyone and the beautiful, you know, the clothes, you know, the everything. It was just
the gowns.
And I think once we got inside as well, it was quite surreal, just... the whole process, and I had a great night.
Did you like? Who was your person you're looking forward to meeting the most?
Well, Sam Neill, I was looking forward to meeting. I'd actually met him before, but I've always had Sam Neill crush since I was probably 15 when my brilliant career.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Don't say really. Say really.
Really? I mean,
really? Really? Of all the people.
Oh, Tom.
So I did have a chat to him. So that was a bit of a highlight.
Highlight for you. Mm. Now, one of your favourite tracks, you said you want a Sia track this morning.
Yeah.
You love Sia.
I do.
And she's an incredible singer and an incredible songwriter, written for people like Kylie Minogue, the Anna, everybody in the industry. She's just an amazing talent from Adelaide, I believe, originally. Oh. So let's play a bit of Sia this morning. This is Chandelier. Love this one.
Hey, this is Anthony Kalia. Support Joy 94.9, this radiothon. Sign up online at joy.org.au.
Lovely, Anthony Kalia.
Thank you.
Have you met him before?
Yes. At the Logies, actually.
Oh, really? He's lovely. Very talented. Great singer.
Oh, incredibly talented.
That is Susie from the Real Housewives of Melbourne there. Now, Susie, your first season of The Housewives, and what a ride it's been.
Oh, it's been such a ride.
Crazy,
so many things have happened.
Right? Because I remember one of the highlights for me was your double date with Janet.
Oh, gosh.
With that...
the aborted double date.
With that tosser. Was it Guy? It was
Marcello.
Oh, Marcello. Oh. God.
Yeah.
Where'd they get him from? Anyway, but...
Well,
have you kept in contact? No,
we haven't. We obviously haven't kept in contact, but it was quite interesting after, you know, filming. He still sort of was there. He said, "Oh, where are we going for a drink?" I'm like,
"No, that's it. We're out of it." And of course, you were taking your son driving lessons.
Yes, he got his license.
Was it Rupert?
He did. Rupert.
Yeah, he turned 18 last month.
He did, and he had his test book for that day, and he's driven off into the sunset, and I don't think I've seen him since.
Oh my god! But you took him to the opera on his birthday.
I did. It took some convincing, but he absolutely loved it, and I thought it was a great thing for him to do when he's 18.
Now, Jackie did a reading for you.
She did.
And what did she say was going to happen in your life?
Well, she said many things, but she did say that I was going to meet the. Apparently the love of my life in the States, and he's going to be a Jewish man. So,
and where are you going soon?
I'm going on the 22nd. the trip was, in fairness, the trip was already booked, but then out of the blue I've been invited to a Jewish wedding over there in Malibu. I went to my first Shabbat dinner last Friday. I was invited, and all these invitations have come out of the blue, so I'm thinking,
okay, what?
This is happening.
Okay. If this happens, you've got to tweet me away and say,
"Oh, of course."
And say, "Leo, you know what? Jackie was right.
But I'm not going to be able to come home empty-handed. I think I'll.
I know. crazy. And I guess aside from your trip to the States, what's coming up for you this year? You've got any sort of things coming up? Any plans?
Yeah, or? I've got a few things that I'm interested in doing. I want to do some writing, and I want to pursue some things with the baking that I'm doing, and so you just have to wait and see.
Now, new season of Housewives, has that been confirmed?
We haven't been, it hasn't been confirmed when we'll start filming again, so we don't know exactly.
It should be soon.
It'll be soon.
Yeah. So you're excited for that?
I am. I think I am, because I feel like we sort of started and built up momentum. I've gotten used to it, and then all of a sudden, yeah.
Because we're going to lose Chica this year.
No, I know she's leaving.
Yeah, she's doing her own Martha Stewart thing, which is amazing. She's such a her blog is fantastic.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. She will love.
Love Chica. Maybe a new housewife to replace her. Do you think?
I think so. I think there will be probably someone new and. Yeah, might be someone that I know.
But do you know what? I reckon for the next season, I reckon that, you guys should do come into Joy and do something.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
Can you imagine if you're all in it today and they're filming today with this big setup? It'd be incredible.
Oh, this pink it's everywhere. Fascinating. Yeah, it's got such a great vibe. It's just, it's absolutely fascinating.
So Susie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had an absolute ball.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And, of course, we love the Real Housewives of Melbourne and can't wait for the next season. Have fun in the States.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for supporting Joy.
Absolute pleasure. I can't stress it enough how fantastic it is. And well done.
Thank you. And our radiothon, of course, sign up online at joy.org.au. Get typing on the computers, on your laptops, whatever. Become a member, sign up, make a donation. We need your support to remain on air, to keep this great station going for Melbourne. Australia's only LGBTO radio station in the country is based here in Melbourne CBD, which is amazing. So thank you so much, Susie.
Let's
go out with a song which you've chosen again, 101 from Rita Mitchell. They've teamed up with Amelia Sandow on this track called Free. Have you heard this one? This is quite good. You'll enjoy. Danny Minogue is like 12 minutes away. Oh my God, I need a drink, Susie. Can you get me a scotch or something?
Yes, let's go, scotch.
All right. Thanks, love.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.